Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5 o'clock. And yes, that's one of like a handful of people in all of basketball that has the cachet to go out there and just put a bullet in a franchise player. Mm-hmm. The Godfather has spoken. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Yes, we've had the torque conversation. Yes, we've talked Tigers, Scott Harris, this offense. Just, you can go back and listen to it. But kind of this theme, it continues. You see articles, and it's very hard to not bring this up. And look, Tiger fans are going to be put to this choice a little bit, which is your baseball team is primarily, if you're a Comcast customer, they're not on TV. You didn't see them this weekend. So if the Tigers end up being pretty good, well, do you begin going to the ballpark? And I'm on this crusade of just, look, I didn't go to the Derby this weekend because it's greedflation. All right, that's an event I've gone to several times in my life that not just me, many people like me are saying this. And they're just not doing it. Because the pricing, we're in la-la land. And as sports fans and you're driving around, it's a beautiful afternoon. Tigers are going to be back home this weekend. I want to know if you've hit a point with sports where you want to go, but you either can't afford to do it, or even if you can, you've just gone, you know what? F you. I'm not paying this. So, article today, one of the big events this weekend, not Kentucky Derby related, was the F1 race in Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, they had an F1 race in Las Vegas earlier this year. They've got one in Texas. But I want to just read this. I couldn't believe this. Now, I want to say full disclosure. The price list here is from the Hard Rock Beach Club deck. Tickets to go to this were $1,700 apiece. Now, now hold on. I'm being serious now. There are no cheap tickets to F1. So please do not act like this is the most expensive ticket. It's not. It's not. $1,700 a pop. So let me tell you what it costs once you're there and you have the audacity to want food and beverage.
It's not included.
Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, Cat, hit him. Okay. What do you think a Maine lobster roll, two Maine lobster rolls, what do you think that cost you?
Yeah, I'm no good at this. I was going to
$30.
Okay. Kenny, what do you think it cost you?
I don't know, $10 a piece.
Okay. David, what do you think
I'm thinking expensive, so I'm going to go $150.
Try $280.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. How about two?
Crawfish.
Hold on. Hold on. How about two empanadas? Two. Not 20, two.
$100.
I was going to say like $20.
Kenny, this might not be the game for you.
He emphasized two, but the number has to be high. So I'm going to go $350.
No, $120.
Oh, okay, all right,
okay,
all right.
Take it easy. How about, here's a good one. How about carne asada nachos? Nachos. Go cost 10 cents to make.
Ridiculous. $35.
Okay.
So my $5, Kenny. My real guess would be 15, but I'll take that times 10 to whatever I think. So 150.
You're still off $180.
Oh. For what?
Nachos.
Is the cheese made of gold?
Hopefully. Now, how about a shrimp cocktail? Five shrimp cocktail.
Well, if the nachos are 180.
I was about to say, you're looking at about 250.
Okay, I was thinking three.
Okay, David's closer, 290.
Oh,
now you go, okay, now that's crazy, but what about beverages? Oh, drinks are even worse. I mean, there's nothing on this list. There's wines and champagne. I mean, $300 a glass.
Do they have the cost for just a bottle of water on there?
No, but you could have gotten bottles of various vodkas, whiskeys, and tequilas starting at $675. As in $675.
I was going to say a grand, but okay. It's cheap, just $650.
$5 bottles of water in Miami in May. So I just want, the reason I did this is, and again, I don't want people getting all upset. Well, F1, it's expensive. Okay. So let's get the Kenny plan. Six hot dogs. Okay. Think of Coney's. Six hot dogs. Kenny, what do you think that costs to get a box of six hot dogs at the F1 event?
$150.
Try $240.
Jesus.
So, I did this for a reason. Whether it was the Derby.
$40 a hot dog.
Whether it's F1. Like...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have a buddy who, look, it's not my thing, but again, we're in our 40s now, so he likes you too, right? That was his college years. He wanted to see them in Vegas. Do you know what it costs to go to U2 at the orb?
The dome.
The sphere. The sphere. Thank you. The orb. I'm an idiot. $2,500 a ticket. Now, we've seen the Taylor Swift stuff.
Right.
We've seen now
I guess in all fairness, I guess it's an intimate crowd in the spheres.
I'm going to say $2,500 to you to see a bunch of geriatrics break a hip attempting to sing.
Get Roberto on the mic. Maybe Roberto can justify it.
Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I want to land the plane here. If you're listening, have you reached a point where you still love sports, but you simply cannot either afford or justify going to sports? Look, these events, Rico, I'm telling you, we've lost cabin pressure.
We have.
I don't even know who does it. I don't understand who does it. And again,
it's
just
the really
because,
rich.
Yeah, but you know, but here's the
or
thing.
Or those who are willing to just blow out the budget.
But there's the key. Just because you can afford it doesn't make it a good idea. It takes the fun of it away. Like when you would go see a concert, that's supposed to be a fun night. Mm-hmm. I understand a ticket that even could rise to be $200. But when you're talking about, and we did this last summer when Taylor Swift right. was here, and I'm going, wait, the median ticket price is $2,500 to see a concert?
But Mike, to some people, it's about the experience. Think about all the Lions fans that traveled this entire season showing the blue out in all the different stadiums, flying to places because Lord knows you couldn't drive to them, and they were going weekly, not knowing where the team was going to be. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those where you figure once in a lifetime, I'll have great stories. And it's because I often wonder, what was that credit card bill like for Lions fans after the San Francisco game? Because you know half of them were ready to go to Vegas.
Take a football example, though. College football, okay? You now have seat licenses. You now have parking fees. You have to make donations or look at the Derby. Multi-year commitments to purchase certain seats.
Or seat backs.
Right. We've just lost cabin pressure.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if you are at a point where you still love sports, but going to the game is now something that is just off the board. And look, I admit it. Like, it's not that I couldn't have gone to the Derby. I'm not giving in. I am not going to pay that amount of money to gamble.
I think
that's crazy.
It's for games, Mike. I think it boils down to, you know what? I got one shot at this. If there is a game that I'm thinking will be a great sure. game, let's say it's Michigan, Texas. Okay, we're going to pay a lot of money to go see
that's
this.
That's your game. That's it.
But we're going to make the best day of this.
But look at the NHL playoffs. Look at the NBA playoffs. Like, okay, Knicks Pacers are about to get it on, right? Dude, look at what it would cost. Let's say you were a Knicks fan your entire life. Lord knows they haven't been any good in decades. Dude, it is unattainable. And even if it's attainable, it is unjustifiable.
Which is kind of funny because it was the everyday fan who would be outside the Garden chanting Knicks and all of that. They're priced out of that event.
I just want to know if you're listening, just have you hit that point? Like, I know for me, like, it's not, again, I choose not to go to Michigan State. It's a ripoff. It just is. It's a terrible game day experience. It's extortion pricing. It's a garbage product. Not doing it. You know, the Derby, I know a ton of people involved in horse racing, and I know I could have gone. I can't justify that expense for what you get. It's nonsense.
But I think if it's not a garbage product, like MSU, you would go and you'll pay the money and you'll just, you know, we'll pay that credit card. Not you, Mike, but once again, like I said, did you see how many Lions fans were at all the away games this year? Like they...
I think you're overstating that.
I'm not.
Rico, you also have to admit, and see, this is, I'm not negative. It's gorgeous out. It's a Monday. We're good, Rico. I don't know if you're aware of this. Most people, when they graduate college, leave.
No,
they don't stay here. So we have Detroiters all over America.
Mike, I know a lot of Detroiters who made trips to New Orleans, made trips to Dallas.
Caller DJ's out of his mind.
No, not even caller DJ. It was other people who, like, they made trips. They planned this out. Like, we're going to hit up four away games. It's like, wow, really? Yeah. And they did. And it's, hey, more power to you. I understand that, you know, you get priced out of a lot of things. But, yeah, ticket prices aren't going to go down. But it does boil down, what's that experience worth to you? If you, because you know you're going to pay for it dearly. So it's one of those things that if you're going to do it, you can't complain.
I just, you know, for me, I'm at a point I enjoy watching it at home. And the prices are, they're not justifiable. Because then you go and you know your team's got a great shot of losing too. You're going to leave angry. Truthfully.
Imagine dropping $1,000 on tickets and you lose in a blowout.
248-539-9797. I just want to hear from the people. I mean, the F1 stuff, the Derby stuff. No, it's also bled over into our regular sports. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.